This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado and 19 other states are suing multiple federal agencies. The lawsuit alleges the Trump administration has illegally fired thousands of federal probationary workers. The suit says the mass firings will cause irreparable burdens and expenses on the state because they will have to support recently unemployed workers. The lawsuit also says the layoffs will hurt state finances due to lost tax revenue. President Trump's trade war, meanwhile, could cost Coloradans $1.4 billion per year, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Last year, Colorado imported $10 billion worth of goods from Canada and Mexico, according to State Treasurer Dave Young. That includes machinery, household appliances, electronics, and other everyday goods. Young joined other state treasurers criticizing a potential trade war during a press call. He says Trump's chaotic approach to putting import taxes on the country's largest trading partners will cost everybody money.
Left unchecked, his policies will have damaging consequences for Coloradans and the rest of the nation.
The situation is fluid. Trump backed off across-the-board tariffs on Canada and Mexico on Thursday, but started talking about new tariffs on Friday. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Small Business Administration says it will relocate six of its regional offices in so-called sanctuary cities. It's part of a broader Trump administration effort to crack down on cities that it has deemed to have immigrant-friendly policies. Offices in Denver and five other cities, including Chicago, will be relocated. There's no legal definition for sanctuary city policies. This is CPR News.